Good morning. The Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner has been asking North Yorkshire Police how they can retain call answering staff in the force control room. In her accountability meeting, which is broadcast online, the PFC spoke to Superintendent Fiona Willey of North Yorkshire Police. She's the lead on customer contact.
You do have a lot of turnover in staff in the force control room. Do we have those exit conversations so we can gather that data as to why they're leaving?
It's a very demanding job. You know, we do know that through the courses, some people come in and actually it's not what they thought the job was. There's not real one thing, to be honest. Some of them, like you say, they're leaving because they see it as a stepping stone to moving to other areas within the police family, which is brilliant. And we've had a real mix this year. People have gone overseas, the job's not for them. And some of them, they haven't felt valued. And that's something that I take personally and make sure that we are looking at that. Some have had exit interviews and some have chosen not to. And those that have, we've taken that on board and we're starting to look at how we can do that. And you've got to involve your staff in that room as to what we're doing.
Zoe Metcalf has also been addressing the issue of people waiting too long for their calls to the police to be picked up. It's still taking up to 9 minutes on average to get an answer on 101. More staff are being recruited, but Zoe Metcalf has been questioning Mike Walker, the Assistant Chief Constable, about the issue.
101, the service level agreement there is to answer 80% of those calls in under 2 minutes. The 36-month average is about 4.5 minutes. For October, that's essentially doubled, hasn't it, to around 9 minutes. We've got to make sure we reduce that 101 handling call time. There are a lot of important calls and waiting.
Can you tell me what is the longest time somebody's had to wait on a 101 call in October, please? Because this is an average.
No, I haven't, Commissioner, got the exact longest wait. So on a daily basis, we look at that from a chief officer team, and I know there have been people waiting between half an hour and an hour. It's not acceptable, and this is why we have an abandonment rate of 20%. Yeah. We shouldn't be having more than 5% abandonment.
The chief executive of Selby District Council set for a